This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to talk about what apparently is going to kind of continue and persist is the concept of Jew face, okay? And the reason why Jew face keeps being brought up is because there are pictures that are coming up from the past of people who have done blackface. And Sarah Silverman had brought up on her podcast, and it's understandable how she brought the topic up. And, you know, those of us in the media, you know, we do like to bring up kind of things that are controversial and let there be a discussion. I'm on the side of I'm cool with it. But, you know, she brought up in a time as of now where we don't want people trying to portray African-Americans, Latinos, Muslim. Why are non-Jews playing Jews? This is what Sarah Silverman had brought up, and she brought up the term Jew face in a way. I think she brought up the term. And so there's been a lot of discussion. And the reason why you're going to see more and more of this is because apparently a Virginia councilman had a photo brought up of him in the past where I'm not sure how long ago this was, but he had, done blackface at a party. I don't really know all the details. But he had brought up Eddie Murphy had done Jew face in Coming to America, which, by the way, I thought Eddie Murphy did brilliantly. I thought Eddie Murphy, you know, it was stereotypical. It was all that. But I thought Eddie Murphy did a fantastic job. I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan. I think he is one of the most gifted comedians out there. I've always been a fan. And I thought he did a really good job. But then the question lies, which in society, I don't think we've figured out, when is portrayal of somebody not of your race or, you know, creed okay, and when is it not? So apparently, the Virginia town councilman has come under fire, and he posted a picture of himself wearing blackface to resemble Eddie Murphy in Coming to America for Halloween. Now, he has since apologized. He sent a statement to the Richmond County NAACP calling the incident a learning opportunity. But apparently, I'm not sure if it was he, but many people have cited that book, but Eddie Murphy portrayed a Jewish character in the same movie. And this is, City Council member Farron Hamblin. He dressed up as a black musician, Randy Watson, from the 1988 romantic film Out of Respect and Love. He said he only wore blackface to dress the part. And so, you know, this is something that I don't really know what the answer is, because, okay, I'm Jewish, so I can't speak for African-American, I can't speak for, you know, Latinos, I can't speak for the Asian population. I don't like stereotypes. I hate racism. I hate bigotry. But if somebody is playing a role and they are, maybe I'm missing it. I don't understand. I'm not insulted by what Eddie Murphy did in Coming to America. You know, but that's me, because Eddie Murphy did a great, you know, it was the barbershop scene, and it was where everybody's getting their hair cut, and they were talking about, you know, they were talking about boxing and sports and all that. And so, you know, here's Eddie Murphy, and, you know, he's playing multiple roles, and that's what he did, and one of which was a Jewish old guy. And he did it again in Coming to America, too. And I thought he did a fantastic job. I also see, though, where it's a practice that is going to shoot people in the foot because it could also be perceived as being made fun of, propagating a stereotype. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but we currently, if we are going to make a move towards, we're not doing this anymore, we're not going to portray people of other races, or some of us look at Judaism as a race, some of us look at it as a religion. I look at it as a race because, we have a bloodline that goes back to biblical times. So, Jews would be included then in Jew face. Then, we wouldn't do that to anybody. But then you start to wonder, then are you going to start discriminating against people in terms of, okay, well, we don't have an actor that can play this particular person. Or we don't have, if there's ever going to be a biopic about me, I am completely fine with you guys using Lady Gaga. Use Lady Gaga to play me. You could use Christina Aguilera to play me, because then my singing will be really, really good. You could use Madonna. I don't mind that none of them are Jewish. And where we have to be careful about how we might insult is, I identify as a lot of things. I identify as American. I identify as a journalist. I identify as a doctor. I identify as a Jew. I identify as a half Israeli. I identify as a woman. I identify as a Gemini. I identify as, somebody with common sense when it comes to politics. And so I would hate to see this battle over, no, the only person that could play Dahlia would have to be a Jew. And I'm like, but if I'm an Israeli Jew and not necessarily a back Eastern Jew, then are you insulting me by not having the quote unquote proper Jew? You see, what was it? There was a, there was a musical that I think was under fire because they weren't inclusive of all the types of Latino individuals and races in that. So I think we have to, before, we start to accuse people of Jew face or accuse people of what they're doing, to just kind of sit down and go, okay, this is going to be the new guidelines. And what you did in the past, pretending to be a rabbi for Halloween, pretending to be Eddie Murphy for Halloween, okay, you're not going to have your life ruined over that. If you weren't being, racist or anti-Semitic or anti-Asian or anti-Latino. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, I mean, I don't know why we keep doing this. Here we are in the year 2021. And we continue to do things that were decided and enacted back in World War II, back in World War I, that really isn't relevant now. And we're making all these changes, and we're being very progressive about a lot of things in life. Why aren't we stopping changing our clocks twice a year? And some of you are like, shh, Dahlia, I love the fall back. We get an extra hour of sleep. You know, I like how it gets darker in the winter and all that. Some of you love it. Good. I actually do kind of like I like the fall back. I like the standard time more than savings time. But that's not my problem with this all. My problem with this all is we are changing our clocks twice a year. And from a medical standpoint, it's not that healthy. It's not that safe. And this isn't just me. So I started a petition a couple years ago We already have 200,000 signatures. In the last couple days, we've gotten another 1,000 signatures, but obviously we need more. But when you see 200,000 signatures, it shows people are pretty sick of it. And this isn't just you and I. Even states are sick of it. Most states have put through legislation to stop the time change, either being completely daylight savings or completely daylight standard. Now, how did we get here? So, just a recap, okay? The history of daylight savings time, people credit Benjamin Franklin. And Benjamin Franklin wrote an essay for Parisians. He liked Paris. He worked in France a lot. And he wrote this piece, an economical project for diminishing the cost of light. And he spoke about in 1784 how less candles would be used if people got their butts out of bed earlier. If they got their butts out of bed earlier, they could make more use of nature's light. Well, our days change as our days are shorter in the winter, longer during the summer. And farmers have been adjusting their wake-up cycle, and they've been adjusting, okay, we're going to get up earlier here, we're going to, you know, I mean, they've been doing that for a while. So that was really nothing new. But it didn't happen until we had World War I, and they had to conserve coal. And they looked at this going, look, we could really, you know, rather than just telling people wake up earlier, why don't we just change the times? And they called it wartime. And it's really interesting how they explained this in the periodicals back in 1916. Germany, I guess, started it first. And you see how they looked at 4 hours of wasted daylight because it would start getting light at 4 a.m. Then the work day was 8 to 5. We still haven't changed the work day, although for me, my work day, I mean, is like 6 to 6 the next day. But there are hours between 4 and 8 that are light that are wasted. Then you do your 8-hour workday and you only have a few hours until it started getting dark at 7:30. So where they lived, it would get light at 4 in the morning, dark by 7:30. With daylight savings time, they would shift the time so that they have less wasted daylight in the morning, more at night. Now, farmers might do it differently because they want to be able to they might want to be able to utilize the sun more for crops or get things done in the morning. I'm more of a morning person anyway. But it was taken up. Woodrow Wilson was the first to sign it into law in 1918. But it was really about conserving coal. Then it was repealed. We were done with World War I. Some states kept it. They were like, this is cool. Some states didn't. So that's when we start to have a little bit of a mess. FDR comes in, and it's World War II. He's like, let's do wartime again. So he does wartime, and they called it daylight savings time year-round, even though it's daylight saving now. But because people are like, why are they calling it daylight saving and not daylight savings? It's not called daylight savings. It was back in World War II, not called, but now it's daylight saving. But back then, they called it daylight savings. After the war, again, no uniformity. So in 1966, they had the Uniform Time Law, and they tried to unite the states into one in terms of their timing. And President Lyndon B. Johnson decreed that daylight saving time, without the S, would begin on the last Sunday of April and end the last Sunday of October, which is why when I was growing up, actually even when I was in college, a lot of times Halloween weekend would allow that fall back. But then, in 2007, it got changed by the Energy Policy Act, and they created, this was in 2005, even though by 2007, it got set in stone, and it declared that daylight savings time begins 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March, and ends 2 a.m. on the first Sunday of November. Now, states like Arizona and Hawaii are like, we're out still. We don't do this. We're out. So, why are we going through all this trouble? Why? Mark Rubio has already submitted a Sunshine Protection Act. He's been doing this almost every year. And he has joined Democrats and Republicans, James Lankford, Roy Blunt, Sheldon Whitehouse, Ron Wyden, Cindy Hyde-Smith, Rick Scott, and Markey. The Sunshine Protection Act would make daylight saving time permanent across the country. So that's going to be the summertime that we have. And it reflects the Florida's legislature 2018 of enactment of year-round DST, which has happened in multiple states. If enacted, only those states who currently participate in daylight savings time would then not have to change their clocks twice a year. It would negate the need for Americans to change their clocks twice a year. And I guess it takes Congress to override that Uniform Time Act. Now, some of you are like, you know what, sounds like too much work to me. All right. But here's the thing. During the spring, sort of spring forward, we have an uptick in accidents. We have an uptick in heart attack. We have an uptick in depression. Whereas with the fall, it's the opposite. We have less fatal accidents. There's been multiple studies. Look at less heart attacks, one in the British Medical Journal, University of Chicago. We found that our blood pressure lowered with the fall back. The decrease in fatal accidents. In fact, other studies have suggested less gene expression when it comes to putting somebody at risk for diabetes and cancer. We're talking 1 hour of sleep does all this. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine encourages the elimination of clock changes, but they're the opposite of Rubio. They want permanent standard time because they think it more closely aligns with the daily rhythms of the body's internal clock. So tons of sleep societies, American Academy of Cardiovascular Sleep Medicine, dental sleep medicine, chest physicians, occupational environmental medicine, they want it to mimic more closely with the sun. So if the sun is up earlier, you wake up earlier. So, you know, this, I like standard time too. You know, it's not that I'm siding with the doctors. It's just, I just notice I do better. But I also don't like how it's darker earlier because kids come home from school and, you know, we don't like that as well. So I think we should just pick one time, stick with it. There's a petition out there. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter. It's on this article. And it's ask Congress to pick one and choose it. I know it could be a little bit of a mess because if some states are like, I want standard, I want saving. Well, we already have time changes with the whole mountain time. You know, I go to Utah and I don't know what time it is, you know, because it's an extra hour. Or I go to Arizona. That's it. I go to Arizona and either I have to change my clock or not, depending on if they're on saving or standard. It's a mess. So we already have that issue. And then when you go to a different time zone, it could be 2 hours different or 3 hours different. If you don't know where the central time zone is versus the mountain time versus the eastern time, there's even an Atlantic time. So at this point, I personally think changing the clocks twice a year is a complete cluster. I think it's obsolete. It doesn't make sense. And even though during the fall back, this extra hour of sleep we're going to get might minimize accidents, might minimize heart attack, might lower our blood pressure, it's not worth what's going to happen in 5 months when we have to do this all over again. So if you're with me and you're sick of spring forward and you're finished with fall back, let us know. Sign the petition. Share it. It's going to be on my Facebook. It's going to be on my Twitter. And, you know, if Congress sees that a good majority of Americans are done with this and we have bipartisan support, this isn't a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. We have bipartisan support saying this stuff sucks. Let's stop it already. Then maybe we can, you know, finally make this stop. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Wait, any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Election security is a top priority today as voters head to the polls in more than 30 states. Cybersecurity experts have created a special situational awareness room to monitor elections and share real-time information with officials. President Joe Biden is delivering remarks at an event at the United Nations Climate Change Conference focusing on accelerating net zero emissions. The president says he will keep investing money in clean energy.
Innovation is the key to unlocking our future. That's why the United States is working to quadruple funding for clean energy research and development over the next 4 years.
Nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade. China, not one of them. This is USA Radio News. American Airlines is continuing to scrap flights across the country. Close to 200 American Airlines flights have been canceled today, according to the tracking site FlightAware. The airline citing rough weather and staffing issues that bled over into Monday, which now is bleeding over into Tuesday. The cancellations affecting nearly 2,000 flights nationwide over the weekend. Dennis Tiger is with Allied Pilot Association. He tells Fox News the messaging coming out of American could be a lot better.
Sure, weather happens, but after it happens, the sign of a strong airline is how well you recover. And today, management is showing that they just don't have the fundamentals down.
Worth noting, weather not affecting flights from other airlines across the country. The Butterball Turkey Talk line is now open. Experts are back for a 40th year to help many get their Thanksgiving dinner on the table. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was odd. There was a passenger on a flight that was on Pegasus Airlines. I think he was traveling from Istanbul to Hamburg, Germany. And he was fully vaccinated, but he ended up having COVID and he died mid-flight. Now, we're going through all this in America, having people wear masks, having people show proof of vaccine, get tested before they get on a plane internationally. We're doing all sorts of things. Meanwhile, you have a fully vaccinated person with current coronavirus and he just dies in a seat. And you're like, what the heck is going on here? The man was only 51 years old and he was found lifeless. After his flight from Istanbul to Hamburg, they probably thought he was asleep, so they didn't wake him up. The man was born in Russia, lived in the German state of Schleswig-Holstein, was traveling on an Airbus 320, and apparently passed away during the flight. Well, they don't know why he died. They aren't sure what prior illnesses he had. It's not specified. But we are told he had COVID. They say forensic pathologists performed a post-mortem on the body and concluded that the man probably died mid-flight, as opposed to being dead before getting on the flight and then being put into the seat. Obviously he got himself into the seat, so he had to have died after that. May he rest in peace. They noted he tested positive for COVID, but it was unclear if he had any symptoms of COVID. He was allowed to take the flight because he had been, quote, fully vaccinated against COVID. German COVID-19 rules require passengers to reveal their COVID status before they fly. Potential air passengers need to be vaccinated. They need to have recovered or be tested, which is interesting because I want to double check if Germany allows natural immunity. The airline said, "We extend our condolences to the family and neighbors of the passenger." Local media did not report whether other passengers noticed he had died. This was about a 3.5-hour flight. We don't know if he traveled with anybody else. I'm assuming he didn't, because otherwise they would have known. I mean, even I check my husband for breathing and stuff. I check the kids for breathing. I'm just always like, "You okay? You okay? You're good? You okay?" According to the local newspaper, he had suffered from several serious prior illnesses, but none of which were specified. Well, obviously he wasn't healthy if he died on an airplane flight. So possibly heart attack. You know, I come from family with German roots, and, you know, they obviously didn't have the best cholesterol levels. I'm not saying people, you know, who are German have high cholesterol, but their diet, the Bonfrischstick, the, the schnitzel and the spatula. There's just so much good food, but it's not the most healthy. So, and I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up being maybe heart attack. But why I'm bringing this up is the idiocracy, the ridiculousness of somebody having active COVID, being COVID positive, possibly being ill with COVID, that is allowed to be on a plane because they have a vaccine card. Yet, if you had COVID, if you were a nurse that worked throughout the COVID pandemic, and you don't have a vaccine card, you lose your job. Airlines are looking at vaccine status for flying, and because other countries are doing it. Although in Germany, it looks like they might also take natural immunity as well, if you show that you've had it and have been exposed. So, which, again, I'm waiting for that same study you all are, is which immunity lasts longer, vaccinated immunity or natural immunity? And that's difficult because it all depends on how much of a rip-roaring COVID illness you got. You know, those who might have been hospitalized, they might have more antibodies than somebody that just had a couple sniffles. I don't ever remember getting COVID. I might have had a fever one day. I remember I wanted something spicy for dinner, so maybe I had lost part of my taste, but it was 24 hours. So I checked my antibodies. I had no antibodies. And so I isolated, so I didn't test for COVID because we didn't have any at-home tests at the time. And so I didn't. That wasn't enough for me to make antibodies, and maybe it was another type of cold, but it was during the summer, really isn't during cold season. So I just think that maybe I was exposed to COVID. I might have had something very mild, but it wasn't enough to produce enough antibodies to show up on a blood test. But we're relying on a vaccinated card. Many of these cards are fake. So, you know, the next concern that I think a lot of us have is, you know, when you have somebody that won't get a fake card, that is going to be very honest, saying, "I didn't get a vaccine." And there are people out there that may cheat. And I'm not saying he cheated. I mean, he might have gotten vaccinated and the vaccine just didn't work. But we know there's people out there using fake cards. And we know there's fake cards. We know people are purchasing fake cards. We know people are selling fake cards, which is a felony because they have the Department of Homeland Security seal and all that. Then, you know, why is proof of vaccine and proof of vaccination given that much weight. I really think we need to rethink. It's really about somebody spreading active COVID. I don't care if you've had COVID. I don't care if you've had a vaccine. Whether your immunity stayed strong, whether your immunity waned. I mean, this is a virus that's going to be with us for a while. I don't care if you had the cold. I don't care if you had a flu. I don't care if you got the flu shot. I just need to know that you aren't actively sick. That's all I care about. And even if you are actively sick, because I'm a doctor, I'm still going to be around you, do what I need to do. Now, I might get the vaccine to protect me. I might wear a mask to protect me. But, I mean, I'm not going to limit you from getting medical care. I'm not going to limit you from eating. I'm not going to limit you from seeing your child after a custody battle. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is if you don't show that card, whether it's a fake card, I mean, they want to make sure it's not fake, but nobody's checking to see if it's fake. You have to flash a card, and it's like, oh, okay, you get to come into the restaurant, you get to work, you get to feed your family, you get to have access to your children. But if you don't have that card, you can lose custody of your kids, as we've seen some judges do. You can't go to college, you can't go to school, unless there's an online option, if there is one. You lose your career. This is some BS right here. This is just, it's stupid. So the more I hear vaccinated individuals are still dying of COVID, are still getting sick with COVID. Jen Psaki is out, has COVID, mild illness. Hopefully she's okay, but fully vaccinated. It shows that a vaccinated person can walk right up to the president and breathe on them and still spread COVID. Yet an unvaccinated nurse who has busted their butt and probably has 20,000 times more antibodies against the virus than you or I could ever imagine, they lose their job. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what to say. So when I get asked, well, how does this end? Well, just like colds and flu, coronavirus is going to be with us. It is going to be your job to make sure you don't get the bad result of coronavirus. We don't want you in the hospital and dying. We don't want you getting the blood clots, which means it's up to you to get a vaccine. It's up to you. Not anybody to mandate. It's up to you. Get a vaccine. Hopefully have access to therapeutics that are out there. Stay away from sick people. Make sure you hand wash and keep yourself healthy. If you have diabetes and high blood pressure and are overweight, start, you know, do what you can to start to lose the weight, minimize some of your health issues. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. Okay, so don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of us have puppy dogs, and our puppy dogs will sit there and cock their head to their side. And you're like, oh my God, the puppy is so cute. And my dog does it, and I'm like, what? And the dog's kind of all googly-eyed. I'm like, what? Well, apparently, researchers tried to figure out why they do that. And a study published in Animal Cognition, peer-reviewed scientific journal. This is some true science here. They explored dog head tilting. And they looked at which direction dogs will tilt their heads while performing a cognitively taxing task. So receiving a specific toy from another room, telling a, you know, go get your binky. Well, you know, binky is, you know, a little pacifier, but sometimes dogs go after the binky. And they found that that's what they think dogs are doing. Where if it's a complex task, they will tilt their head to use that part of the brain. And it's a way of that, it's a way for you to realize that they're kind of thinking and they're kind of concentrating. And so, you know, I think dogs are pretty smart. I think cats are brilliant. Cats, I mean, they just blow my mind how these cats outsmart the dog. They're just so smart. But dogs are smart too. But they are extra smart when they tilt their head to the side. So it's them trying to deal with a complex task. They looked at a whole bunch of different breeds, dogs, and they think that's what's going on. If your dog doesn't do it, it doesn't mean they're stupid. Okay? My dog does do stupid, but overall, she's pretty smart. I found that interesting. I also found interesting, even though you and I have guessed that dogs and cats could probably get COVID from us, we now have evidence that it does happen. And in fact, this Arizona study, they're saying it's the first documented case. I think there was a documented case in Texas. But in Arizona, they feel they have the first documented case of a man who had COVID and whose cat and dog ended up getting the same exact strain of COVID also. And it's interesting. Apparently, the dog and cat were both really, really close to this man. He's married. I think he's only 28 years old. This was in Arizona. Has a wife and kid. And they had observed the animal's behavior, and they saw that both the dog and the cat would be on the couch with him. See, it's interesting. A lot of people think the cats don't want anything to do with you. Most of my cats will still hang out with me. They'll either be a lap cat, or they'll jump on my computer, or I'm seeing patients online, and they'll kind of poke their head in as to what's going on. So cats do get a lot of one-on-one close time with their owners. And so what they did is they did nasal swabs and rectal swabs. And with the cat, the nasal swab was negative for COVID, but the rectal swab was positive. And remember we talked about a study where for them to pick up cat COVID, they had to do rectal swabs? Yet with the dog, the nasal swab was positive and the rectal swab was negative. So they think this also kind of is some interesting data on how animals will shed the virus differently. So then it starts to make you wonder if your cat gets COVID. Will you be more exposed when you clean their potty box than picking up dog poop? Same thing with the dog. Or if a cat snuggles up to you and kisses you, you might not get COVID as easily as your dog kissing you. So they do have to study that and take a look a little bit more closely. But throughout this whole time, this zoonotic illness that we believe, some people believe came from a bat. Maybe originally it came from bats, but there's a lot of questions surround how the virus went from bat to human. And viruses do jump from animals to human, like what happened with HIV. So it does jump. But do we have the potential to turn around and give it back to a domesticated pet? According to this study, we do. So this was a study led by the Translational Genomics Research Institute, which is an affiliate of the City of Hope. And they found that a B1.575 strain went from pet owner to cat and dog. Now, both cat and dog had it. They don't know if the cat gave it to the dog gave it to the cat, or they just both independently got COVID. I don't believe the pets had any symptoms, but Arizona's COVID-19 and pets program is this ongoing cross-sectional study looking at that and evaluating that. Now, the pet owner was sick. He had the chest pain, he had shortness of breath, he had fatigue. I don't know if he had a fever or not. I don't think they said. But he did indeed hospitalization, and he did recover. But he was home with his symptoms. And so Another study, now this is the one that I thought was the first documented case, was published in Transboundary and Emerging Diseases. It documented a case where a dog and cat from a Texas owner tested positive for the B117. This was the first documented case in companion animals in the United States. The pets were from the same household, and they were sampled 2 days after their owner was sick with COVID. So this study from Texas suggested a reverse zoonotic transmission of SARS from infected people to animals, and they believe it happens more frequently than recognized. So if you remember, there was a woman, I don't know if it was in China, I think it was in China, where she had COVID, and they killed her cats because they thought the cats were going to go around the apartment and get other people and give it to other people. And we were like, what are you doing? So this might be pretty exciting in the science world, but I'm a little nervous because I don't want people's pets getting killed. Like, I guess what happened in Chernobyl, they made all the humans evacuate. The pets stayed behind. They promised everybody could get their pets, and then they killed them all. I don't want to see pets die over this stupid virus. Yes, the virus can kill. Originally we were told that if you snuggle up and you kind of rub your nose up to the cat or dog, they could carry that to the other family member sitting on the other side of the couch and then give the COVID to them. But to actually make an animal sick with COVID or actually where the virus is within them and then they possibly have the potential to transmit, we don't know if it can jump from human to pet and then from pet back to human. But the second they find that this could be pet to human, that puts a lot of pets in jeopardy. Unless they come up with a pet vaccine. And then we have to show proof of pet vaccines so our pets don't get killed. I don't know. I don't know where the government's going with this. I don't know where people's going with this. I just never thought I would see COVID nurses get fired. I thought I would never see people being, told they couldn't go, into the restaurant. Meanwhile, these other people get to go to the restaurant and some of them might have had fake cards. I just have never seen, people, mandated that their teenage employees accost people about their vaccine status and risk getting shot or jumped. I've just never seen this. So I wouldn't put it past anybody that if COVID doesn't go away, somebody decides to blame this on the pets. And, when you're home with the pets. Yeah, it's really easy to isolate from other people, but it's not easy to isolate from a pet. I had surgery a few years ago, and we had said we're going to keep the cats away so they don't jump on my incisions and things like that. Didn't happen. And it was part of me, too. I wanted to see the pets, and I didn't think the kids were feeding them properly, and so I wanted to take care of the pets. That's just what happened. I'm going to have surgery again. And we have it all set up. No dog, no cat, not going to work that way. So we'll keep you posted. But if you do have COVID, try to isolate from your pets so you don't give it to them. And so they don't possibly potentially spread it. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.